Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 51 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Sarah Mead.
Yeah, when we looked out the door and come out on the porch, they were laying right there in the road in front of the house.
Two men found dead in Rowan County over the weekend have been identified.
Police have arrested a man in connection with a teen shooting.
Residents of a rehabilitation community are being evicted in Lexington.
A mental health organization will hold a group meeting tomorrow in Moorhead.
A disbanded fraternity is trying to reorganize at Moorhead State University.
A sports betting bill is gaining traction in the House.
A bill arming school resource officers is on its way to the governor's desk.
In sports, Rowan County's girls face off with East Carter tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers likely tonight with a low around 40 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Police are searching for answers after discovering a dead body along a Rowan County road over the weekend. WKYT reports the victim has been identified as 33-year-old Anthony Brian Nickel of Moorhead. The Rowan County coroner identified blunt force trauma to the head as the cause of death, but nearby resident Perry Prather is looking to authorities for more information.
Body laying out here in the road, and pretty dramatic, really. You know, it was like, whoa. The officials haven't really put a tag on it or name on it, but I'd kind of like to know what happened.
The body was discovered at approximately 8 p.m. on Saturday night on Old Mercantile Road off U.S. 60. The Rowan County coroner says authorities are investigating the death as a possible hit and run.
The human remains found in Rowan County on Sunday afternoon have been identified. Coroner John Northcutt identified the remains as 39-year-old Gary Lee Perry of Moorhead. At 2:50 p.m. on Sunday, Kentucky State Police responded to a call of human remains in a field on McBrayer Road in Clearfield, Kentucky. According to WKYT, the remains were then sent to the medical examiner's office in Frankfort to be identified. The cause of death is still under investigation.
Lexington police have arrested a man following a weekend shooting that sent a teenager to a fire station for help. Police charged Timothy Redman with robbery and assault. According to his arrest citation, Redman worked with three other subjects to lure the victim to an area of Center Parkway and Canaro River Drive to rob him of narcotics. LEX 18 reports that during the robbery, there was a struggle and the victim was shot in the neck. The victim was taken to a fire station on Man of War and Bold Bitter Drive around 10 p.m. on Saturday. From there, he was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Redman was arraigned this afternoon.
Officials in Clay County are investigating a deadly crash. LEX 18 reports the Sheriff's Department posted on their Facebook page on Sunday afternoon that a two-vehicle collision took place on North Highway 421. A road closure was reportedly in place from Burger King to Clay County High School while investigators were reconstructing the crash. There's no word on the identity of the person killed or any other injuries.
About 50 people have been living in the group of apartments at Tate's Creek Crossing through a program that offers housing and requires that they stay sober and attend classes for substance abuse and mental health. On Thursday last week, residents found eviction notices stating the rent had not been paid in full on their front doors. The oversight in the organizations working to help the recovering addicts could be detrimental to their sobriety. Brandy Carter, a resident at the facility, tells WKYT she and her husband might be unable to gain custody of their daughter without proof of a stable place to live.
This could cost our daughter, and then who knows what happened to our marriage, because our daughters are everything.
The chief operating officer said they are doing what they can to help people find new housing.
A national organization that assists individuals, friends, and family with mental illness is hosting a support group in Moorhead tomorrow evening. The National Alliance on Mental Illness aims to help those facing a wide array of issues, whether it be depression or schizophrenia. Carol Morelio is the president of the Moorhead chapter of NAMI. She says even though individuals may be hesitant to seek out help with mental illness, they really shouldn't be.
If you have anxiety, maybe that doesn't have as much stigma as some of the others, if you're depressed. But, you know, maybe 1% of the population has schizophrenia. five people, so one in every five people is affected in some way by mental illness. So there really shouldn't be a stigma, but there is.
The group meeting will meet in the Rowan County Public Library conference room at 6 p.m. tomorrow. For more information, call 606-356-3181.
Alumni are looking to restart Tau Kappa Epsilon in Morehead State's campus. The fraternity was the first chartered by a nationally recognized Greek organization at Morehead State back in 1969. The fraternity has not been active on MSU's campus since 2014. Gary Cornett, chapter advisor, says alumni are welcome to help support the goal of recruiting 20 undergrads by the end of the semester.
Alumni can help both with the financial costs of the restarting of the chapter, as well as being support in our recruitment efforts. Undergraduates like to see that they're joining an organization that has an established history at Morehead State. So any alumni who would like to come help with recruitment efforts are more than welcome.
Adrian Doran, president of the university at the time the fraternity was established, joined the fraternity, which is a point of pride for the organization.
Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield made a six-figure donation to God's Pantry last week. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
The Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield announced a new partnership with God's Pantry of Central Kentucky last week. The health insurer kicked off the relationship by making a $190,000 donation. According to LAX18, to put Anthem's donation into perspective, God's Pantry president Mike Halligan says the average donation it receives from any one entity is $200. The money will be used to add more of a mix to the 14 million pounds of produce that is already distributed across central and eastern Kentucky. God's Pantry's focus is on the people's health and welfare of the communities they will work and live. During the next 12 months, God's Pantry has scheduled 15 produce drops along with many additional food drop-offs across the state. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this. Support for MSPR comes from the Mountain Arts Center, presenting the Tedeschi Trucks Band in concert 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25th. Award-winning vocalist Susan Tedeschi and husband Derek Trucks, a 15-year veteran of the Allman Brothers Band. Grammy Award winners, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, on tour supporting their latest release, Signs. The Tedeschi Trucks Band at the Mountain Arts Center, 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25th. Tickets and information online at macarts.com. Kentucky lawmakers are considering a bill that would prevent mentally ill defendants from receiving the death penalty. House Bill 237 is co-sponsored by Republican Chad McCoy of Bardstown and nearly 30 other legislators. Patrick Delantney of the Kentucky Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty says the bill does not exclude everyone with some sort of mental illness from capital punishment, only those with severe disorders such as schizophrenia.
And so it doesn't seem fair in a system of justice that seeks to punish someone and also show people the difference between good and bad.
Delatney says mentally ill defendants still would be eligible for life sentences.
House Bill 137 has been on the House floor for consideration for more than 3 weeks. Supporters say the sports betting bill will pass, but there's a loud minority against it. The U.S. Supreme Court effectively made sports betting legal in 2018, and several states have already established their own regulations, including several of Kentucky's neighbors. But Governor Beshear said Kentucky still needs to put it into statute. Republican Representative Jerry Miller of Louisville quoted the Book of Genesis in his support of the bill.
What some intend for evil, God can work for good. Don't fear what some bad actors may do. Think of the good God can do.
The biblical reference drew the ire of former pastor and current GOP representative Chris Fugit, who compared gambling to opioids. House Speaker David Osborne says the bill has the votes to pass right now, but he doesn't expect to call it for a vote next week.
A bill requiring school security officers to carry a firearm is now in the hands of Governor Andy Beshear. The Kentucky House voted 78-8 to send the updated school safety measure to the governor. He will have to decide whether he agrees with proponents such as Representative John Blanton, who say armed school resource officers, or SROs, are necessary to counter attacks that often take just seconds or minutes.
As a matter of fact, someone who's planning an attack on one of our schools, they are going to plan it more times than not. And you know what they're going to look at? They're going to look at soft targets. What are soft targets? Targets that are unable to defend themselves when they go in. If our SROs are not armed, they are a soft target.
Bashir could side with a minority of members who voiced reservations about overriding local control and handing another unfunded mandate to schools. The bill's sponsor has said most schools already have armed SROs, but the issue has been divisive in the state's largest district, Jefferson County. A spokesperson for Governor Bashir didn't offer any hints Friday on whether he would sign the bill, saying he will review it once it arrives on his desk.
Kentucky is one of 19 states that still permits corporal punishment in schools. That would change under a measure that won approval in the Kentucky House Friday. WUKY's Josh James has more.
According to the Louisville Courier-Journal, there were 284 reports of corporal punishment in 14 Kentucky school districts during the 2018-2019 school year. Most occurred in eastern Kentucky. Friday, House lawmakers took the first step toward banning the practice, passing a bill that would bar public and private school employees from disciplining students using the, quote, deliberate infliction of severe physical pain, end quote. That includes spanking, paddling, shaking, or striking. Speaking for the bill, Republican Representative Kevin Bratcher told colleagues on the House floor that when he was in high school, he received corporal punishment at the hands of a fellow member of the chamber who once caught him and other members of the baseball team chewing tobacco behind the gym.
And he paddled us. And all it really did was make us set up a guardsman the next time we did it.
Other members argued corporal punishment teaches children to handle problems by using violence. House Bill 22 now moves to the Senate. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky Power's parent company, American Electric Power, was recognized recently by a human rights group for LGBTQ equality measures. WMKY's Lori Likens has the story.
AEP received recognition for being one of the best places to work for LGBTQ equality. A statement from the Human Rights Campaign Foundation says AEP earned a perfect score on the Foundation's 2020 Corporate Equality Index, which measures how large businesses in the U.S. treat LGBTQ employees, consumers, and investors. The prohibition of discrimination against the LGBTQ community, equivalency in same and different sex spousal medical benefits and health coverage, and outreach efforts or engagement to the community were all factors in the perfect score achieved by the AEP. For WMKY News, I'm Lori Likens.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast. Tuesday, cloudy with a steady temperature around 43. Tuesday night, cloudy with a low around 33. Wednesday, showers likely with a high near 42. Wednesday night, rain with a low around 38. Thursday, a 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 40. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 29. And Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 21.
Taking a look at some temperatures around the region, it's 50 degrees in Ashland, Lexington, Winchester, and Mount Sterling, 52 degrees over in Inez, 51 degrees in Grayson, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 51 degrees. On our feature segment today, we bring you Our Island Universe.
Launched in the 1970s, the two Voyager spacecrafts did a grand tour of the outer solar system, visiting all four of the gas giants. Having completed its prime mission, Voyager 1 was on its way to explore interstellar space. I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. On February 14, 1990, at the suggestion of Carl Sagan, engineers turned it around for one last look at its home planet. Voyager 1 was about 4 billion miles away when it captured a portrait of home. Caught in the center of scattered light rays, a result of taking the picture so close to the sun, Earth appears as a tiny point of light. a crescent less than one pixel in size. To commemorate that image of the pale blue dot, this is what Carl Sagan wrote as he saw that picture from Voyager 1. Look again at that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on a mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that in glory and triumph, they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of this pixel on the scarcely distinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings, how eager they are to kill one another, how fervent their hatreds. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. The Earth is the only world known so far to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in the near future, to which our species could migrate. Visit, yes, settle, not yet. Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eaglin Space Science Center. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/star theater.
It's 4:48 and 50 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Sarah Mead and Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this soggy Monday afternoon. Shamari Mosley has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 35 years. The Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University is now accepting applications for summer camps designed for academically gifted middle and high school students. More information online at wku.edu/gifted.
The 15-9 Lady Vikings are on the road tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley. The Rowland County girls basketball team will travel to East Carter tonight. The 15-9 Vikings are looking for a little payback after falling to the Lady Raiders in overtime during the final round of the EKC tournament. Rowland head coach Matt Stokes says tonight's matchup will be a challenge.
He plays 10 or 11 girls. He goes really deep on his bench, so you kind of got to prepare for a lot of different players that go in there, but you know, they've got two great shooters. Stickler's a really good shooter, and Campbell both can both really shoot the ball from outside. So, you know, part of our focus the last couple of days in practice was to make sure we knew where those two girls were and not to give them any open, wide-open looks at the three-point line.
Tip-off tonight in Grayson is set for 7:30 p.m. Taking a look at other girls' basketball action tonight in the 16th region, Lewis County travels to Fairview for a 6 p.m. matchup. Boyd hosts Raceland at 7:30, and West Carter hosts Fleming also at 7:30. In boys' regional action tonight, Morgan County hosts Buckhorn, Braceland hosts Lewis County, Rose Hill Christian travels to Portsmouth, and Elliott County travels to Menifee. All four of those matchups are scheduled for 7:30 p.m. We'll have scores from all of tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Rowan County boys are getting ready to host the 16th region's only undefeated team tomorrow night. Ashland Blazer has 23 wins this season, while the Vikings are holding on to the number 2 spot at 19-6 and just one loss in the 16th region. Rowan head coach Sean Thacker says his team plans to just go about their business.
We played a really good schedule, and so we've seen three top 15 teams already this season. So, you know, it's not like it's uncharted waters for playing a ranked team or a very talented team, you know, because in Florida we played a lot of really, really good teams. We played the number one team in their class in Florida at the time and down there. So we've seen some good competition.
Thacker says the Tomcats will be tough, and they are very deserving of their number one ranking. Game time Tuesday in Moorhead is set for 7:30 p.m. For the first time in program history, Moorhead State Rifle won the overall OVC championship on Sunday as the teams competed at UT Martin. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
Moorhead State fired a .22-93 in small bore and added a .23-50 in air rifle on the final day for a winning aggregate total of .46-43. The air lineup included all women as MSU upended perennial champion Murray State, which had won four straight titles. In addition to the overall trophy, the team took home additional hardware. Newcomer Elizabeth Plessity was voted the OVC Freshman of the Year, as well as earning second-team All-OVC Small Bore and All-Newcomer Small Bore. Senior Alexa Potts repeated as a first-team All-OVC performer on both guns. Two others earned first-team honors with sophomore Amber Schifano in air and junior Ryan Henson in small bore. Senior Carly Potts was tabbed second-team All-Conference in air, while first-year shooters Grace Weber and Bryce Ward earned All-Newcomer nods. The team continues its 2020 portion of the schedule on Saturday at home versus VMI. The NCAA qualifier, which counts significantly toward NCAA berth opportunities, is on February 22nd at Kentucky. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
Moorhead State senior pitcher Jason Goh has been selected a member of the official preseason All-Ohio Valley Conference baseball squad, as voted on by the league's coaching staffs and media relations personnel. While the Eagles were tabbed for a fifth-place showing in the preseason pick of teams, MSU did garner a first-place vote. Goh, a fifth-year right-hander from Jarrett, Kentucky, helped propel the 2019 team to unprecedented success with 40 wins. Goh himself fashioned a 7-2 record in 12 starting assignments and 15 appearances. He was a part of two shutout wins and totaled 65 strikeouts in 68.1 innings, owning one of the best strikeout-to-walk ratios in the league. He only issued 11 free passes on 4-ball counts. Opponents hit only .276 against him. Moorhead State and new head coach Mick Aoki opened the 2020 campaign on February 14th through 16th with a 4-game set against Michigan State at Shipyard Park in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. A Lexington native spent his weekend competing in a youth bouldering national championship in Oregon this weekend, placing approximately 20th in the nation. Eric Keylor began climbing about 3 years ago and showed a natural talent. According to WKYT, the top finalists from the competition move on to compete internationally, and a select few will fight for a spot on the USA Youth National Team for Climbing. Some of those competitors will be able to compete at the 2024 Olympics. For WMKY, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's and women's basketball host Eastern Kentucky University on Thursday. The women's game starts at 5 p.m., and the men tip off at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose, rebounding from a decline earlier in the day, led by solid gains in tech shares such as Amazon, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 174.31 at 29,276.82. The S&P 500 was up 24.38 at 3,352.09, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 107.88 at 9,628.39. As mentioned, your big tech stocks very strong today. Amazon was up 2.6% to a record high, breaking above $2,100 per share for the first time. Netflix and Google parent Alphabet both closed more than 1% higher. Tesla, meanwhile, gained more than 3% in another volatile session for the electric car maker. Boeing was the best performing Dow stock, closing 2% higher, and Apple shares fell as much as 1.9% today amid concerns the outbreak, or I should say the coronavirus outbreak, will hurt production of the tech giant's best-selling product, the iPhone. Foxconn, one of Apple's biggest suppliers, got approval to resume production at a key manufacturing plant, but only 10% of its workforce has returned. In other corporate news, Xerox raised its offer to buy HP Incorporated to $24 a share, or about $34 billion, which is up from the $22 a share originally offered by Xerox. And L Brands is closing in on a sale of its Victoria's Secret brand to Sycamore Partners. In the commodities markets, oil was, again, very depressed today, down 1.5% at $49.59 a barrel. Gold inched up 0.25% at $1,577.20 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks had a quiet day with the Stoxx 600 index inching up just 0.1%. And in Asia, markets were mixed with the Nikkei down 0.625% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 4 cents at $43.99, Kroger up 18 cents at $28.14, CSX up a dollar and a penny at $78.88, Marathon Petroleum up 39 cents at $55.08, and PPL Energy was up 10 cents, finishing at $36.12. Reporting from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Taking a look at some events coming up around our region. The Morehead Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, February 11th at the Rowan County Public Library. Individuals with mental illness or family and friends of people with mental illness are welcome to attend.
Celebrate Valentine's Day with Le Cabaret at Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling, 7:30 p.m. on Friday, February 14th. Enjoy tasty desserts, local talent, music, and fun. Tickets are $15.
The public is invited to see We Believe in Dinosaurs, a documentary film on creationism, Noah's Ark, and science at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. Part of the Meet the Maker film series, discussion follows with the directors. Reception begins at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 18th.
For Paws for Ability and Morehead State University's Service Dog program will visit Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Morehead from noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd. Early readers can practice their skills and the service dogs can practice listening. The event is free and open to the community.
The Morehead Theater Guild will hold auditions at the Rowan County Arts Center for its spring production of Motherhood Out Loud. Auditions will be held Monday, February 24th at 7:30 p.m. and Tuesday, February 25th at 6 p.m. More information, contact Diana Reeder at 784-5669. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Cody Robinson, Jonathan Burton, Lori Likens, Shamari Mosley, Rachel Turnier, and Keneally Roberts. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Paul Miles, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Morehead State University's Star Theater Director Chanel Varani. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Sarah Mead and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.